Chapter 4. Tirado tells us there is nearly nothing which compares to the debasing feeling of standing in a welfare line. Everyone knows how little you have because if you were richer, you would not qualify to stand there in the first place. Staff at these places range from the best examples of humanity, such as the worker who called her just because she knew Tirado had a new job, to the other end of the spectrum, where a caseworker blatantly ignored her, simply having her sit quietly in front of her desk until she needed some information verified, then having her sit quietly before telling her she could go. Tirado explains she tries to make the jobs of these workers more bearable by being as prepared as she can for the interviews, bringing payslips and other paperwork along with a list of questions. Pointlessly, as it turns out, although these people are there to help her, she is poor, and as so is often seen as less than human and also feels less than human sometimes. This dehumanization can be explained by the worst situation or period she can recall. Working two jobs without a car and living 2 miles from one and 3 miles from the other. Her day would begin around 5 in the morning when she would walk to work, wait tables for 6 hours, and walk back home. Getting home around 1 in the afternoon, she would then sleep until about 6 p.m., unless there were jobs to do around the home, get ready for the bar, and walk there. Tending bar until 1 or 2 in the morning, she would then walk home or grab a ride with a friend, get home around 3 in the morning, sleep, and get up to begin the whole process again later the same day. Nobody could manage that kind of lifestyle for long. Poor people like Tirado wake up in pain, tired already, and secure in the knowledge they cannot phone in to their employer and take a day off sick. There will be no slacking off surfing the internet at work. They will get up and go to their poorly paid jobs, and they have to because they have bills to pay and children to feed. Anger can be but a moment away, the constant threat of being almost homeless, almost having the electricity cut off, or some other basic need taken from you keeps many people nearly angry almost all of the time. Tirado recounts one example where she lost her temper within an hour of waking. She had been working extra hours, meaning yet more tiredness, got home by 10 in the evening, and asleep by 11. When her boss called at 5 a.m. asking her to come into work, she agreed. First, she had some coffee as a pick-me-up and drove there to arrive at 6 in the morning. Apparently, the same boss thought she would be able to somehow magically appear and was angry she had taken an hour to dress and make her way to work. Blaming almost every little problem on Tirado's having been later than he would have liked, she eventually lost her temper and yelled obscenities at him in front of customers and staff. Not surprisingly, she was fired later that same day. As she explains, many people are harassed by life from waking until sleeping, and while they do not like it, they do get used to it, realizing something bad is just going to happen.